Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All along the watchtower, princess kept the view. While all the women came
back. 40. Oh, 17 till 43 after 17 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm very excited to tell you that our good friend Chad Mutre is back. Chad is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is his 10th anniversary today. Right now is his 10th anniversary of Chad Mutre's membership in our Brain Trust, and I know he's so excited about that. He is the Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. We've known him a long time, and when he even before this job, and he's got some good, some interesting economic information he's bringing us today. Chad Mutre, welcome back to the show.
Wow, I didn't realize it was 10 years. That's quite a milestone. I knew it's been a while, but
how about that?
Time flies.
You'll have to call your parents and tell them about that. They'll be so proud, right?
We'll have to celebrate today. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for 10 great years, and thanks for hanging out with us all this time and doing such a good job on reporting on the economy. You're with the National Association of Manufacturers. What's the news from those guys?
Well, I think, you know, the manufacturing sector has had a really rough spring. I think we've seen slowing domestic sales and particularly slowing export market sales throughout much of the year, although some of the more recent data for June and July have shown a little bit of a turnaround. So I think,
yeah,
you know, the sector is cautiously optimistic about the second half of the year. I think you've heard that phrase before. You know, I think certainly some of the data that we're getting, particularly for July, suggests that, you know, you're seeing modest growth. It's not robust growth, but it's you know, at least it's growth.
Yeah, we may not like the number, but we like the trend, right?
That's right. So, I mean, I think that, you know, there still are challenges out there. I think that there still are some pretty significant downside risks in the second half of the year, such as, you know, while it's starting to grow, maybe, it's still not growing fast, and that's been a real challenge for manufacturers in terms of growing their exports. China's economy is slowing. In fact, it's slowed for 3 months in a row now. You know, we have the Affordable Care Act, which I think is providing some uncertainties there, as well as some other regulatory issues that are providing uncertainties. And then you have the whole conversation about the debt ceiling. So I think, you know, there continues to be some downward risks, and yet, you know, overwhelmingly manufacturers are expecting higher sales in the second half of the year.
Right. Well, the first half was downgraded from just over 2% growth, first quarter, I should say.
Uh-huh.
Just over 2% growth to 1.8. Second quarter has just come in at 1.5. That was the wrong direction, right?
And, well, we should be getting new numbers for GDP next week, yeah. We should be getting new numbers for GDP next week, and I actually have seen numbers as low as a half a percentage point growth for GDP in the second half. I'm still saying probably around 1. I think, you know, regardless of what number it is, I think the first half was pretty disappointing. And It's not hard to go up from there.
Chad, we're talking 4 years. The recession has been officially over. We've been in a period that should have been an expansion for 4 years. We should be leaving this economy should be leaving the ground. It should be scratching off and leaving the ground right by now. And yet we're actually going in the wrong direction in the first half of this year. What do you attribute that to? I know you mentioned the Obamacare. That's a major pall hanging over small businesses right now, Chad.
Yeah, when we talk to many of our manufacturers, now I guess first off, before I go too far on that note, 99% of manufacturers provide health care to their workers, and so the real issue with the Affordable Care Act is not coverage. I think the issue is a huge amount of uncertainty about what premiums are going to be next year. I think there's an expectation out there that they're going to be significantly higher, and I think that expectation is certainly dampening enthusiasm, particularly for hiring. And I think the other issue that's out there, I think, for many manufacturers is the implementation. And I think you saw a little bit of that when the president delayed the implementation of the employer mandate by 1 year. But I think even beyond that, there's still a lot of regulations that are yet to be written on this. And
right.
I think that uncertainty is really, I think, continuing to drive a lot of people to worry about what it will be and how it affects them. And so so I think, those are really the issues. It's not really so much coverage in the manufacturing sector. I mean, I know you hear that in other sectors, or you hear about, people moving to part-time and that stuff. I don't know how much that's actually taking place in the manufacturing sector. I think it's more a question about costs and implementation.
Manufacturers have a harder time. They're less likely to be hiring part-timers, aren't they?
When you're hiring and you're putting people in a production process, they got to know what they're doing. I mean, manufacturing nowadays is a high skilled endeavor, and so you can't just put someone in there. It's not like it's not a low skill work that like I think a lot of people perceive it to be. So you got to really know what you're doing. So the ability to put a part time worker in there is a little less.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure President Obama doesn't understand this. And I think a lot of people don't realize the negative effect that one single law has had on the economy. I'm convinced, Chad, that if that law had never passed, if it had never gone through, it was not on the books, we'd be growing at closer to 3% right now. And our unemployment would be below 6%. What do you think?
I think we certainly would be growing a lot faster than we are right now, that's for sure.
Yeah. Quick break. We're going to be right back with Chad Boutre. Chad, give us the website, please, there at your association.
It's www.nam.org.
National Association of Manufacturers. Chad Boutre and I will be right back. It's Tim Tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.